Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Like many of the small companies we interview, our next guest's business also started in her home, but now has grown into a storefront with 14 employees. Angela Humphreys is owner of So Fabulous, that's S-E-W, and she joins us by phone now from her company in Somerville, South Carolina. Angela, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us how all of this got started.
This got started almost 10 years ago in my home. I just moved to Somerville. I actually just moved to South Carolina from England. I didn't know anybody here. My youngest went to school and suddenly I had spare time. And I thought, what shall I do in my spare time? I'd done lots and lots of professional leather sewing courses, but never considered a business until I mentioned it to someone at church and it took off from there. Someone invited me to sew for her as a contractor, and she sewed draperies, soft furnishings, things like that. It was a wonderful opportunity that got me started, but my passion's clothing. So I started taking in alterations clients into my home, literally one client at a time without advertising, and word just spread.
And then you opened a storefront and hired employees.
Yes, sir. We opened up a storefront in the Somerville area, a smaller one to begin with, which was a huge step of faith anyway and very nerve-wracking because it almost made the business more official, but it was getting to where so many clients was a bit much to ask the neighbors to put up with. So we opened our first storefront and we outgrew that within a year, and we opened our second storefront, our current location, and we've outgrown that and just got half of the property next door. We have a staff of 15 now.
Well, walk us through then, what are the markets for your business? Who are your customers?
With so many staff members, we've really been able to broaden the services that we offer. And a lot of that's because they came with different skill sets. And we thought, let's get that to a professional level if it isn't, and let's offer that as a business. And that's what we've done. I started off just tailoring mainly for women, mainly formal gowns and wedding dresses. That grew and grew. We do lots and lots and lots of first responders and military. My husband's former US Navy. I'm former British Army. Our daughter's serving in the US Air Force. And I'm a first responder for Dorchester County. So we know what it's like to have to get your uniform done. So we actually have a next day turnaround for uniforms. So we get lots of military customers that come for the next day service.
And so how hard is it to find sewing machine operators?
It has been tough, but I think the key is to take care of them and then they stay. When we're looking for someone, we say, if you can sew a straight line, we can teach you the rest. I can't teach you to sew a straight line. You need to practice that on your own time and then come to us when you can sew a straight line and we can teach you the rest. We've just recently opened up an Academy of Sewing Arts under So Fabulous, where we teach both adults and children. We have a Friday night social soiree, and that's spelled S-E-W-C-I-A-L. So social soiree, which is an alcohol-free event where people just bring their own projects, hang out, and sew. There's an instructor if they get stuck, but it's not an actual class. And then we have just started a Department of Labor approved apprenticeship programs where we want to launch people into the sewing community. Also, after I'm gone, it's thinking about the next generation. Not exactly getting up there in years. I don't want to fully admit to that. But okay, people are not learning to sew like they used to. People are not learning it from their parents. They're not learning it from school. So we like to teach them. We've been hiring high schoolers for a couple of years and we teach them, but sewing isn't their career of choice. It's their job of choice to get them through high school. And it's been good and has worked well. We've had a young man go off into the Marine Corps, but they're not the ones that are staying. I'm hoping that the apprenticeship program, they'll stay or go and open their own businesses. There's such a need. We're booked out with 15 staff. We are booked out a month most of the time.
Well, Angela, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
Angela Humphreys is owner of So Fabulous, that's spelled S-E-W. She joined us by phone from her business in Somerville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.